WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are beginning the Maryland Crab Cake Tour presented by the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with our friends at Goodwill and Window Nation and the Restaurant Association of Maryland. On Monday, we will begin at Conrad Seafood Market in Towson, near our home base of the radio station at WNST AM 1570. Stop by, say hello from 2 until 5, and we're doing breweries each and every day of the month as well. We've got a lot of confirmations. We're going to be at Liberatore's in Eldersburg, Maryland. We're going to be at the Full Moon Saloon out in the Reisterstown area. So we're setting up some shows, announcing it all right before the week is over, but boy, lottery, they're announcing things here. I looked at it like online because the first thing I look at in the morning to see, and my wife's checking her tickets and whatnot, and I see like an extra digit and a billion, and I'm like, whoa, I don't know that I've ever seen that at mdlottery.com. John Martin joins us now. He's got like all sorts of news about sports wagering, Oriole home runs, new scratch. We got all this, the Maryland Crab Cake Tour, but come on, man. When it's $1 billion, you don't end with the encore. You begin with the encore, right?
You know what? It is craziness here. You talk about insanity. That's the definition. We are just running around here. We're having more fun than we have a right to. That's how much fun we're having here.
What does happen internally? Because media calls, people dream. Like, it's that. And what's the biggest one? I mean, what are we looking
at? Of all time, you mean?
Yeah.
Biggest jackpot, because I knew you would ask. I have my information here.
Nice.
Because you're a stats guy. You are a stats guy. You want facts, Nestor.
I ask questions of management. Yes, I do.
The greatest jackpot of all time. You may remember it. January 13th, 2016. $1.586 billion, which was a Powerball drawing at that point.
I'm just thinking of what franchises sell for. That's all. You know what I mean? Like, that's literally 1.58 would buy you an NHL franchise for sure.
I would think.
I like hockey. I'm just saying.
But this is, you're right. We're getting up there. This is the third largest Mega Millions jackpot of all time. Right now, clocked in at $1.025 billion. But
and growing, it'll be bigger.
Yeah, it is. Right? We take a temperature daily on this, so we'll sit down. It's like the Council of Cardinals in Rome in the Vatican. You know, we'll get together and we'll huddle over, and there'll be smoke that'll come out.
Smoke? I was going to ask about
that. We'll say, whether the jackpot's going to
usually
stay
when the great minds get together, smoke happens. Usually,
well, yeah, something happens. Sometimes it's smoke, sometimes it's not.
Sometimes it's fire in the hole. But in this case, Yeah, my wife, we were out the other day, and I'm wearing my Chicken Palooza shirt because it's Royal Farms. We were literally getting chicken, and we went to concert, and we're tailgating, went down to see Bare Naked Ladies, and she said to me on the way in, she's like, "You getting some lottery tickets?" I'm like, "Hey, man, it's like $600 million, you know?" She's like, "I know. I bought four. I didn't tell you about it. I just, you know." So that's where we are in this. Uh-oh. And I said to her this morning, I'm like, "Did you play?" She's like, "Of course I played. Yeah, of course I played. You know, I played when you were in the Wise the other day. I went and got it when you were looking at ice cream. I was trying to make us a now billionaire, as Austin Powers would say, right?
Right. You know, it is. It gets to be exciting. You know, people, you certainly see people coming to play that don't play lottery, you know, often. But they drive by the billboard. And I understand today, I didn't come in this way, but I understand. I mean, we have different billboards out there. We have digital billboards that update, you know, pretty quickly, and you see that. But then we also have a little bit of old school. So I think some of them haven't rolled over to billions. I don't know. So if you're
they only have
by,
three digits, right? So it'll say 999 probably, right?
Right. If you drive by and you see 999, that's a placeholder. You know, go to mdlottery.com to get up to the minute news. And right now that minute is 1.025. And you're gonna ask, Nestor, so I'm gonna answer it anyway.
Oh, here we go. Good. I love when you answer the question.
Some lucky person who wins that, they have the choice of getting the cash value, which is only $602.5 million.
See, you can't buy a hockey team. Buy an AHL team. I could bring a team to Baltimore with that kind of dough. Okay?
That's
the
kind of guy you are.
That's what I would do.
You're a sharing, caring person.
I spent every day of my childhood, you know, in the 90s on the air when I was back a teenager. And I said, if I ever become rich doing this, I would bring a hockey team to ball. That would be what I would want to be, a hockey mogul. So that was my I talked about that openly with Buddy Rugo 20 years ago when, you know, the jackpots were huge, like 50 million, 60 million. We get all excited about it. Now we, you know, it takes at least three digits to get really juiced up. But once we get to four digits, you don't even make stuff for that.
No. And you know what? You talk about the history and what's happened over the time. Of the top 10 all-time jackpots, in 10th position is the $656 million jackpot shared here. I remember it vividly. It was March 30th of 2012, 10 years ago.
Okay.
When Kansas, Illinois, and Maryland, I remember at that point, our director, Stephen Martino, running out to the 7-Eleven in Windsor Mill and standing in a parking lot with the microphones all around him. I mean, that's how it's changed in 10 years. Right now, we'd be lucky to get a Zoom call.
So you know? this could be split three ways, several ways, right?
Well, and statistically, that kind of stuff happens because obviously the more players you have, I mean, it's numbers, it's math. The likelihood that you're going to be multiple winners happens more often than you'd like. That top $1.586 billion I talk about, three states. Number 10, the 656 in Maryland, Illinois, and Kansas, three states. So yeah, it doesn't mean, I mean, it's great when it's one winner. And it's great when that winner shares. You know, do you pick up the story of a winner in Kentucky? I wish it was Maryland. It would be a better story for us. But this woman in Kentucky who won a $250,000 jackpot, single mom in her early 40s, you know, just making ends meet. First thing she did is she went to her local grocery store and bought 20 $100 gift cards and handed them out randomly to strangers in the grocery store. Now, how wonderful is that? Here's a woman.
Well, I mean, I think when you have abundance in your life, right, and you can share abundance, that's what all of us go to make a living, to share their abundance. So, you know, I support you, you support me. It allows us to go do cool things, whatever cool things are. There's nothing cooler than doing something nice for somebody else, right? I mean, yeah. And having the ability to do that is a bigger dream than anything. You'd say, well, why do I want to do this? I want to take care of my family. Well, then you're doing it for others, right? So, and that would be the first dream for everybody. Although I would have a hockey team, John. That's what I would do if I, can I ask you this? Because I don't get a chance to ask you this because you said something. First-time players, people come out for the very first time. And, you know, my wife plays, you know, often. She's a big jackpot player. It's what she does. It's her game, right? Some people play racetracks. I go to Costas. People playing all sorts of games, right? Sure. It's kind of like going to a casino. You play any game you want, right? But, you know, for you, when you're getting someone, maybe more like me, okay? So I don't know about second chances. I played three-digit numbers back in the day. I played a lotto ticket here and again back. But a billion, okay, I'll stop by Royal Farms during Chicken Palooza, pick up a $6 box and put a buck or three or five or 10, whatever you're comfortable doing, right? What do you want them to find? Because I mean, I guess in my relationship with you, knowing you're, you know, going on a decade-ish, right? That the boxes I find in the front of Wise and in the front of bigger Royal Farms where you can play and it's, you don't need to, Miss Edie, who always played the numbers in our in my neighborhood. And I'm like, let me do a good Miss Edie. Gotta go stand in line for the numbers. You know, when it gets up like this, $1 billion, there's going to be 100 people in line. And so got to get up there early. So that's the way it used to stand in line. It was, you know, like, what do you want them to find and what do you want them to know? If they're just literally coming in to put 10 or 20 and play the big thing, what do you want them to see? What's the engagement for a new person who might even be digitally like, oh, where do I, you know, like I am in a subway station in New York. Where do I put it? And how do I get a ticket? Because it can be also that. But what's the new experience for someone?
I don't know if I tracked your question. You mean physically, what do they see in the store?
No, what are you hoping them to find if they're re-engaging there that would allow them to play more or play differently or say, hey, we have all of these? Because it is, it's amazing how many different offers there are now.
Yeah. When it can be overwhelming. Yeah, there's no doubt. For someone who's a novice, it's overwhelming. Hey, you know, first and foremost, we hope and we preach that they have a plan, that they look at it as entertainment, as a diversion, as a chance to dream about $1 billion, but they're playing responsibly. And again, you need one ticket. You don't need to buy. Did you hear the story about this knucklehead who runs? I shouldn't say knucklehead. I don't know him personally. But he runs a food franchise, and he bought $50,000 worth of Mega Millions tickets.
Yeah.
And I think he gave it to his employees. Okay, fine. But really? So, yeah. But for the individual, you know, just play responsibly. Put a couple bucks on it. If you want to dream about a jackpot and what good you can then pay forward, that's great. If you're a sports fan and you like the O's and you want to get caught up in the enthusiasm that's part of Major League Baseball now, you know, go play the fast play game, where this morning our progressive jackpot on the fast play ticket, home run riches bases loaded, is nearly $130,000.
That's game changing money. I mean, that fixes problems. If you have problems in your life, you can fix a few of them. Sure.
For Joseph Belafato. Joey Belafato in Laurel, Maryland. Last night, he was the lucky contestant of the game. And Nestor, they hit not one, not two, but three, including a game winner, homer, last night.
I think I know a relative of his, and I'm not kidding you, who went on one of my road trips, it's Baltimore, you know, so I want to see if Joe's related to my friend, but go ahead, keep going.
So Joe won $2,000, $500 to be selected as the contestant of the game, and $500 for each of the three O's homers. So that's a fun way to get
engaged. Hitting home runs right now. They're playing great baseball. And if you're engaged in such a way and you can win well in excess of $100,000, getting up on $200,000, that's a fun way to play, right? And it's also part of the game. You know, if you're watching the game, it's inescapable that you can root for people.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, your fans here can go to mdlottery.com and read winner stories. And I love stories like this. We have a first time player who wanted to get to play Racetracks, which is our simulated horse racing game that runs about every 4 minutes on monitors and stores. And she was not familiar with the game. So her boyfriend showed her how to play. Don't get ahead of me. $27,792 later, winner.
Does she bet the number or the color?
Numbers.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, yeah. I mean,
she had, you know, and you know what? To his credit, he asked her what were her lucky numbers, her favorite numbers. So she gave him the numbers, and he showed her how to work those into the wager process. And you know, they're going to put some of that away into a savings account, take care of some bills, and hopefully. Maybe stop by Royal Farms and get that $6 box that you're talking about.
I remember as a kid, MTV would say, people really win. And I would say, people really win. John Martin is here from the Maryland Lottery and Gaming. We're taking the Maryland Crab Cake Tour on the road. We're having 31 crab cakes, 31 breweries, 31 days. We're going from Oakland to Ocean City, from Cambridge to Cumberland, talking to people all over the state about all sorts of things. It's going to be a great, great time. It's also presented by our friends at Goodwill Window Nation and the Restaurant Association of Maryland. I know you talk baseball with me, and with the jackpot's obviously there, and it is what it is. But it's football season in some parts here, and Luke is out of training camp asking the tough questions. And we got some preseason games and whatnot, but everyone's getting in line here probably to have a plan if they bet on football games. It is now legal, easy, fun, more fun. In an environment where you can have a good time. If you're familiar with the Vegas vibe, it really does exist here now, and it's right down the street, and the money's staying here. John, where are we with places that will be open in football season, might be open, and then obviously the mobile things down the line, but just getting bricks and mortar, there's a lot of people gearing up for this that I know that even though it's not open, they put their livelihoods up. They got people involved in banks and build outs and things and regulations and all of the things we've talked about for months. But I would think that the investments there, that these places are getting closer to opening up.
Yeah, absolutely, Nestor. And, you know, you go back to December of last year when we kicked off five of the six casinos that came online with sports wagering in their facilities. And it's going to almost be a year, probably be December or close to it in 2022 before the mobile gets there. But people have forgotten that there were, you know, 12 other entities named in the original legislation that could open retail locations, and many of them smaller businesses. And so we're very pleased now to say that we are so close. Next week, Bingo World, which is the state's largest bingo facility in Anne Arundel County, will open their doors. I believe ribbon cutting is set for Monday, August 1st. They've got a nice little betting area there set aside. So look for Bingo World to get into the sports wagering game next week, which takes us from 5 to 6 locations. But wait, there's more.
I just want to say this about Bingo World to give them some love. I've never been to Bingo World. Everybody that's ever been to Bingo World has spoken highly of it to me. Tell me I should go because I played bingo at the Eastern Center with my mom, stamps, the whole deal, right? My wife likes to play bingo. So we have literally, there's a bus that picks people up and takes you to Bingo World as well, which I know about. And so I've wanted to go. So on behalf of you and Stuart Pittman and everybody down there and having driven by it, and I don't even know how to get to it because it's on the 895 loop as you're going with the highway.
You see it as you're walking by.
And then you're like, there it goes again.
There it goes.
Right? So I don't know how to get there. I'm going to have to G-map it, right?
Right.
But I will come down to Bingo World because I'm that guy. I mean, I'm happy to come play some bingo and make a night of it, and it'd be fun.
Well, a little spoiler alert for you. Sorry. When you get there, they have luxurious recliners, big comfy things, and the TV monitors all in front of you. You know what?
First class.
Yeah, they're doing it right at Bingo World. So we're happy to bring them into the game. So they will be starting next week. We are hopeful before football season might not make it, but that we'll have both the Riverboat on the Potomac. They're on the shores of the Potomac River, and Long Shots, also coming on board in Frederick, hopefully, late August, early September. We're in the final stages of getting both of those up and running. Both minority owned, locations, which was the intent of the legislation, to get small businesses, women owned businesses, minority owned businesses to participate. And we're very, very pleased with, both Long Shots and Riverboat on the Potomac.
Yeah, I'm going to talk to some more people that were involved in that legislation to make sure that that happened, right? Because people fought for that. And, I'll be at Mako in a couple of weeks. We'll be broadcasting from that. They're doing a radio row at Mako in the middle of my crab cake tour, in the middle of Chicken Palooza, in the middle of Ocean City. How can I not be there? So, I think there is the people that have made this happen and the success it had. And I'll say this. I went out. Second weekend of the playoffs. It was the weekend the four great games happened, right? There was the legendary games. I was at down at Live, just seeing the vibe and seeing a look at it and thinking, would I come here? Well, I'm already here. Absolutely, I'd come here. I've been here before because I have been going to Vegas for 25 years. Now it's 25 minutes down the road. And for anybody that loves football and likes to participate in that way, I would say as a fan and as a guy who's hosted radio, it's overdue, and it's being done the right way. And I think that's one of the reasons you're here to sort of make sure when these small places open, it's on the up and up. I always say that. And I think that's what the delay is making sure that everything's done the right way.
Yeah. We have people who, as you mentioned earlier, this is not their main business. It's an opportunity for them to grow their business, but you're dealing with people for the most part who maybe aren't as experienced as certainly the casinos are. I mean, that just stands to reason. So it takes a little bit longer. And we anticipate the same kind of thing happening with the mobile wagering when that starts to get in place and stay tuned. Hopefully we'll have some updates in the days ahead on that as well. But if you're not into sports wagering, but you are into sports, come see us at the M&T Bank Stadium this Saturday at the Ravens event.
Fireworks.
And then we have, actually we'll be at the O's game tonight and August 5th, maybe we can get our little friend Seth Elkin. It's the O's and the Pirates.
Oh, geez. Right. I am in Frederick, Maryland that night on the crab cake tour. I'm looking forward to seeing a couple breweries up there as well. And getting a great crab cake at Dutch's Daughter. We're going to Dutch's Daughter in Frederick. Really wanted to do that last year. So we're circling back to places we missed last year and going back this year. But, for that weekend, Orioles Pirate, I mean, that's, come on, man. So 79. This is the third time this week that's come up, and it's not even the week of the game, that Burt Blyleven's name has come up, that the Pittsburgh Pirates and Kent Tekulve and We Are Family, I'm wearing yellow. I mean, do you remember that World Series, right?
I remember it painfully because I didn't have a dog in the fight, but I remember watching it vividly. I can tell you exactly where it was. It won't matter to you, but I know exactly where it was, watching the painful, because again, you're talking, my pain runs through my veins, right?
You're a Cleveland sports fan. I got that.
But that had to be, excruciating to watch.
Yeah, that was my summer. And I've told this story earlier. My dad and I went to 42 games that year, the summer 79. And, you know, I'm 10 years old at that time. Baseball was everything in my life, right? And the Orioles were good and the Red Sox were the bad guys. They had Jim Rice and Fred Lynn and Dewey Evans and really Tiant, all that stuff, right? That's the formative part that even all these years later, the disappointment. The good news is, as someone who's written books on all of this and the Ravens, and I'm re-releasing Purple Rain 2 beginning literally today, a chapter a day, updated videos, pictures, stuff that I couldn't put in the physical book 8 years ago to brighten it up. But we avenged. We won in 83, right? Then we lost the Colts, but we got a franchise. Not only did we get a franchise, they won. No, I'm not giving you – I'm saying, like, we've had these successes, and I think for a Browns fan, an Indians fan, but – a Cavaliers fan or an Ohio State fan, that whatever that feeling is, if you've only won one time, and I guess as a Baltimore fan here, not going back to the Colts, but, you know, I've had parades here three times. There is something about the disappointment that leads to the next thing. So even when I think about the Pirates and I get that, I'm like, at least we had that parade. So do you feel that way about the LeBron thing or no? I mean, you own the Cavs,
right? Oh, absolutely. Oh, absolutely. I'm not too important to
you had a moment, right? You had a moment.
I cried real tears.
Of course you did.
I mean, I thought I was going to go to the grave never seeing. Well, that's not true. I remember seeing time for one quick story. I remember seeing the Browns beat a certain team in 1964. Uh-huh. Back then,
I wasn't alive. I'm not responsible for Unitas.
Television wasn't what it is today. We had to go to Uncle Ed's house in Warren because we were outside the Cleveland blackout zone. So we drove to Warren. I can't tell you the game because I now don't, but I remember vividly being in Uncle Ed's living room, all the guys around this little black and white TV. I can't tell you what was on, but I know that's where I was. And people were screaming and laughing. And I figured, okay. But
I'm going to give you a plug for chapter 9 in the book. It's the Art Modell chapter, and it would speak to Art dreaming that a boy like you would watch a television when he was on Madison Avenue in New York fixing to buy the Browns, that he saw that television at that time and Thanksgiving and those Monday Night Football, all of those things that have made it what it is. And then we love it so much and we talk about it. By the way, Clark Judge was on and held up a Johnny U bobblehead that he had like next to him this week telling old stories. We've had a good time. This breezy summertime, lots of baseball stories, football stories, and lottery stories. John Martin here. He's the director of the Maryland Lottery and Gaming. We got sports wagering things, news happening, scratch-offs happening, but more than that, a great, great summer and a chance to play for – it wasn't Austin Powers. It was Dr. Evil.
Yeah.
$1 billion, right?
And play responsibly when you do.
Appreciate you, as always. I think we'll see you next week. Hopefully I see Seattle on the tour.
Actually, you will not see me next week. There'll be someone pinch hitting. I don't know who's on the roster, but pinch hitting for me next week. To be
determined. All right. Well, I hope that they pinch hit and hit home runs is what I say. Like late, come through in the clutch, late inning, just like the Orioles have been doing lately. John Martin's here from the Maryland Lottery. We appreciate their sponsorship and support in the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. We're taking that on the road. We're starting at Conrad Seafood. I got a really cool treat because there's nothing better that I love than a local story. I got Conrad's gives me their seafood seasoning, their sponsor. We do the show there. And I look in the back and see that J.O. Spice makes their seasoning. So Ginger from J.O. Spice is going to kick the tour off because they make things taste good. And I'm going crabbing with Tony Conrad. I'm going snakehead fishing with my childhood boy, Sammy Tudor. I add on the Nanticoke. It's going to be a big month. I'm Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. And we never stop talking crab cakes, breweries, baseball, football, and Baltimore Positive.